from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Our number one, we talked a little bit about the Civil War. We got a poll up at Danny and Dusty on the Twitters right now. With Oregon and Oregon State in different conferences, the Civil War will mean more, mean less, not change. Go out there and vote at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. We'll revisit that in the 2 o'clock hour. But we do have this game is coming up on us. It's a September game for Oregon and Oregon State, uncharted territory for the Civil War. Usually in November, we're usually used to it being cold and dreary. It's going to be sunny and 72, but there's a lot more that is different and at stake in this game, because you look at the way that Oregon State has operated over the first 2 weeks of the season. They have been running the damn ball on repeat in a spin cycle. They are currently fourth in college football in attempts per game at 54.5. They rank fifth in yards per game in all of college football at 299 yards per game. It is feasting at the line of scrimmage and running the football. And this is kind of, I think, for Oregon State fans, exactly what you wanted to see in the first 2 weeks of the season, being 2-0, going on the road, winning at San Diego State in the fashion that you did. It wasn't just the fact that you shut out an opponent, but you got to stop on a goal line. You created a turnover on the goal line and just kind of suffocated San Diego State, which they've got their issues of their own. But you had a running back that went off the week before for 223 yards against Texas A&M Commerce, but went off for 223, made a statement. Marquez Cooper said, you know, I'm trying to show people I'm the best running back in the Mountain West Conference. Ashton Genty had something to say about that in two straight weeks.
Yeah.
Not sure anybody's really going to believe that one moving forward, but you bottled him up, and he is a track record, and he's been a really productive back. I mean, Cooper came into that game as the active leading rusher in the FBS, career-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he gets yards. Sean Lewis loved to feed him at Kent State. He went to Ball State last year, had a productive season. Now he's at San Diego State. He's a really fine running back in a team that prides itself on the rushing attack. And Oregon State has been doing a phenomenal job through the first 2 weeks, playing very disciplined football. And when you are as dominant as you have been at the line of scrimmage on defense and on offense, even against Idaho State and San Diego State, they are playing with incredible discipline up front. Offensively, I think it's even more staggering with all of the changes that we've talked about. You know, Josh Gray stays, and that was a huge, huge, huge hold for Oregon State to have him not leave the portal, not go to greener pastures. You get the two transfers from Colorado. You have Grant Stark back, the Thurston product, who stays and anchors the other side of the offensive line. This team and what Kyle DeVan has been able to do up front as the offensive line coach, what Ryan Gunderson, their offensive coordinator, has done from a play-calling standpoint, knowing the limitations and kind of working in so many new pieces on the outside, the weapons that Jonathan Smith had brought in, deuces, see you later. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different receiving core. Javonte McCoy has not looked incredibly efficient or like a guy who's comfortable in the offense yet throwing the football. But they haven't needed to, because the run game has been so I mean, in when you're averaging over 5 yards a carry,
it's not too shabby.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They have done on the offensive line through their first 2 weeks against Idaho State and San Diego State, which, I mean, if we're being quite honest, they are the lesser versions of the two teams that Oregon played in Idaho and Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
But the talent gap was greater between Oregon and Boise State than the talent gap between Idaho State and San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
And Oregon State has won the line of scrimmage in both of those games. And there is plenty of reason for Oregon State fans to be optimistic about not just keeping this game close, but watching the way that Oregon has escaped their first 2 weeks of the season, that, hey, this ain't going to be just some pushover like everybody thought it was going to be, you know, last summer, where you have Oregon national title contender, this juggernaut rolling in. The offensive line issues that have plagued Oregon through the first 2 weeks of the season, you know, there's no guarantee that's going to be cleaned up.
Right.
Right. Even if Matthew Bedford does come back, I think the O-line rotation does get better and is deeper and is bolstered, especially the interior offensive line rotation looks a heck of a lot better. But there's no guarantee with a guy who's never played in the system and never played alongside the guys
mm-hmm.
that they are going to just be, Bedford gets back, it's fixed. Dave Aiuli gets back, boom, they're fixed. No. There's going to be a lot that needs to play out. I thought, and again, I talked about this yesterday with Oregon's offensive line, they did find a more fluid rotation, a more effective group when they went Connerly at left tackle, Nashad Strother at left guard, who didn't play in week one, Poncho at center, Marcus Harper jumping from left guard to right guard alongside of Johnny Cornelius. You look at the pressures that were allowed, far less and infrequent than in the first game and in that first half against Boise State. You ran the ball for 93 yards in the second half against Boise State, only 16 yards when that group didn't play together mm-hmm. in the first half. You're starting to find that, you know, and Lanning talked about this, you know, with that offensive line group in his presser.
We'll watch the film and see, right? Again, I always talk about if you're good enough, you're old enough. Ever since I've been here, we've rotated on the offensive line when we had players that were able to do that. You know, JPJ was rotating early on, you know, his first year. Last year we had, Poncho rotating in. So that's not uncommon for us to get, you know, the best guys in the lineup and keep guys fresh. So we'll watch the film, evaluate it, and figure out, you know, our best five or six or seven, whoever that might be, that can play winning football for us.
Yesterday in Lanning's press availability on Monday nights that he does, there was a line of, hey, we're going to play who's good enough to play. Like, in kind of saying right there,
yeah,
if you're good enough, you're young enough, right? That it doesn't matter if they're a freshman or, you know, a sixth year redshirt senior. But he also mentioned last night that if those guys were doing if the young guys were doing the things that they need to do in practice to get in that to that rotation, we would play them and we will play them. But it's just not there right now, right?
Right.
And I think if Bedford does come back this week, that gets your depth gets a little bit more clear.
Mm-hmm.
And if Aiuli comes back relatively soon, I think then you're feeling a heck of a lot better about your depth and your rotation up front. First 2 weeks, they haven't had it. And that doesn't excuse, though, the fact that, you know, this Oregon program has prided itself on depth and depth up front. What Oregon State has done is they get pillaged in the portal when Jonathan Smith leaves. They backfilled their roster with two guys from Colorado that Deion just kicked to the curb and unceremoniously threw under the bus several times last year. And they're playing really well right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This group is playing really well up front for Oregon State. The biggest test that they will have to date is going to come on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't take that film off, and you can't take the production that they've had away.
Yeah. Well, and it wasn't too long ago that the Beavers just, you know, ran the ball basically, was it every play of the second half or every play
yeah,
but one?
I think all but two in that second half.
Yeah.
Yep.
To come back and win that Civil War. And so with the way that they're running the ball and with the frequency they're running the ball, is that a product of the faith they have in the quarterback play?
I think it might be just making sure he is comfortable there and you knowing that you're going to have some growing pains, but it's not, and this is always the thing that we always react over week one, whether it's the NFL or college, and we don't want to allow for that room for growth. And I think that coaches coach to a growth curve in a lot of programs that are not your Georgia's, Ohio State, and Texas, right? Mm-hmm. Or to be quite honest, where we thought Oregon was going to be at the beginning of the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have that growth curve that you're teaching to and coaching to in this progression over the course of the season of, all right, we start here and we build our offense up and we break our tendencies as the season goes on and grows by adding wrinkles to what we do. And we expand that playbook a little bit more. I think that may be where Oregon State is right now. And also, don't mess with results that are positive,
right,
too.
Yeah.
You know, you have this growth curve that you're coaching on, but you also don't want to do something for the sake of doing it. If you're being productive running the ball and you're doing it at a ridiculously high clip, yeah, you keep doing that.
Run the ball.
That is where I think we may see a change in the offense this year is as you get into week three of the regular season, you do start expanding that playbook a little bit more. And you are going to have to ask guys to do a little bit more as, you know, some guys get nicked up, as competition gets better. You are going to have to expand that playbook out. The reality of it is that I know that, you know, Oregon and Oregon State fans alike have been like, why don't we just, you know, air the ball out?
Open this sucker up.
Why don't we open up the playbook and be less conservative? Well... Running the ball has been working for Oregon State, and now you haven't needed to.
Yeah, and it's allowing room to grow.
For everyone else.
Yes.
Across all position groups. So, this is kind of that weird feeling about, you know, or this game this weekend is you have two teams that are 2-0. First time we've ever had a Civil War with undefeated teams. Uh-huh. How about that?
Yeah, hey, all right.
You want spin zone? You want spin zone? Let's give the spin zone right there.
We might want to put a little asterisk on that one, but you know, yeah.
All right.
It's still a fact.
We will. It's a fact that is happening. Both teams 2-0.
Yeah.
All right. One feeling really good about where they are at. The other one at 2-0, a lot of unrest and uneasiness about their play and their production. But the reality of it is, at some point, you know, for if you are Oregon, you've got to put it all together. And it has been too long to see the wide gaps in consistency of play.
Mm-hmm.
And if they put it together this weekend, and if you look at the way that Vegas has approached this game with the point spread and all that, they're still thinking that the fatal flaw of Oregon still isn't there.
Right.
Because the fatal flaw would be they see something that say that can't be fixed,
mm-hmm.
where a double-digit point spread turns into, yeah, they're favored by 3 now.
Yeah.
Right? For Oregon State, it is, you're riding this high. You've been playing really high and at a really effective level. Now you get that talent gap is not in your favor any longer. Mm-hmm. How do these games look moving forward?
Speaking of that point spread, I've noticed earlier this week or yesterday even, I noticed it was 14 and a half. We're up to 16 and a half.
Yeah, bump back up to 16 and a half.
Yeah.
Which means that's big money that's coming in. That isn't Vegas making a line adjustment. That is
a head scratcher to me, though, just watching the way that Oregon has played the first couple weeks.
Yeah. And look, they have their metrics and their formulas that they use.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of it is that you just go back and you watch the second half when that group of O-linemen was on the field together and you say, looks a little bit different, looks a little bit more comfortable. Uh-huh. They were driving down the field prior to, you know, the Patrick Herbert fumble, and it looked like they were going to tack on another one. And then that would have been a 14-point lead for Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels a little bit different in that game because, as it was, Herbert fumbles, Ashton Jeanty, sudden change, very first play of the next drive.
Was that the 70-yarder?
70 yards.
Yeah.
To the house.
And then Gabriel lost the fumble next drive.
Guys, and this is the thing about this. I cannot emphasize enough. Think back and go and look at, when you have a sudden change and your defense goes from on the sideline to on the field, that's where explosive plays happen.
Yeah, it's jarring.
That is where you have big-time plays.
Yeah.
And it's not surprising. You watch enough football, you say, after a turnover, next play, you're going to – the likelihood of a big pop play goes through the roof. And that's the fire, though, that Oregon has been playing with over the first couple of weeks of the season, is those self-inflicted wounds lead to scores for the other team, a sudden change against Idaho, right? Well, I guess it wasn't all that sudden. You went for it on fourth down and didn't get it. But that momentum swing, the defense comes back on the field after a turnover on downs. Boom, what do you get?
Yeah.
Trick play touchdown.
Yep.
These things happen all the time. It happens all the stinking time. I'm excited for Oregon State this weekend, though.
Yeah.
There's so many questions surrounding this game, this matchup, and where we are at right now that there's a lot of unrest, uneasiness on both sides of this matchup, but a lot of excitement because for Oregon State, you can go out there and plant your flag, and you can for Oregon too, man.
Mm-hmm.
If they put it together, which we have not seen for 60 minutes yet in a football game.
So what is it in terms of planting the flag? What are you looking for? What kind of a result are you looking for to say that Oregon really planted that flag?
The Oregon, it is, you run away.
Yeah.
The talent gap, like on paper, that talent gap is monumental.
Mm.
You got a Grand Canyon in talent gap right now.
Yeah. So are we talking near the spread?
With production that has been over the course of their careers in college, whether it's at Oregon or elsewhere, recruiting metrics, that is, and yeah, it is covering and winning comfortably. Not
getting towards 3 scores plus.
Not the entire fan base biting their fingernails down to the cuticles.
Gotcha.
You know, like that is planting the flag for Oregon. For Oregon State, it's winning and being 3-0. I mean, my goodness. What an incredible feeling that would be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.